This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin. All
right. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. How are you?
Good.
First of all, before I get to our topic today, let me say this here. First of all, Cam Newton, phenomenal season, MVP of the Super Bowl. And if you're Rob Lowe and you're tweeting about Cam Newton needs to be a role model, let's remember, Cam is 25, and when you were 24,
you had a sex tape. Democratic National Convention.
You had a sex tape with a 16-year-old and a 22-year-old woman, but you trying to tell Cam about being a role model. Rob Lowe, shut up. And Bill Romanowski, you call Cam Newton a boy. You were the dirtiest player in the NFL. You spit in a guy's face. You broke a guy's eye orbital socket. His career ended. So who the hell are you to tell Cam Newton he needs to act right? All I'm saying, some folks need to stop tripping because they live in some serious glass houses. All right, Tom.
Preach.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to go ahead and say that thing. Tom, our next guest has been on the front lines fighting for social justice, and I'm sure he loved Beyonce's halftime with the Black Panther thing. He is Reverend William Barber. He has a new book out, Tom, called The Third Reconstruction, Moral Mondays, Fusion Politics, and the Rise of a New Justice Movement. He is pulled over on the side of the road because he is going to a training of some pastors in South Carolina. Reverend Barber, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Doc. You own it this morning.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to go ahead and call these people out who somehow forget when they were acting a fool when they were 25.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, even that flap, you know, about Cam Newton when he told the truth about being an African-American and the criticism. I mean, we see that with the president. We see that happening in this culture right now. And the brothers, as you said, 25 years old, he's standing up. He took a team all the way to the Super Bowl. You know, just leave the brother alone, let him grow, and keep doing what he's doing.
Speaking of doing what they're doing, you are leading folks there in North Carolina when it comes to Moral Mondays. And what's interesting is you told me this phenomenal story of being at a parade and a white guy draped in a Confederate flag walked up to you with tears in his eyes. And what did he tell you?
Well, he told me thanks for fighting for him because we were actually down in Eastern North Carolina fighting to save a hospital that had been closed because our governor and legislature denied Medicaid expansion. Now, the way they talk about it, you would think it's just black people. The fact of the matter is 346,000 white people are being denied Medicaid expansion in North Carolina simply because some people don't like a black man in the White House. And when we went down to fight for this community to get the hospital back. He's a Republican, the governor's, the mayor's a Republican, but by not talking about Republican, Democrat, talking about what was moral and building a fusion coalition, we've worked together. And he literally said, thank you for fighting for us, even though he had, you know, a Confederate hat on. We can change some of this if we can move away from left, right, Democrat, Republican, and start talking about what's moral, what's constitutional, and what's economically sane. And that's what Reconstruction politics is all about.
Explain what you mean by fusion politics.
Fusion politics is in the first Reconstruction in the 1800s, right after slavery. Blacks and whites in the South came together, saw themselves as common allies, and based in a deep moral framework, they began to rewrite the constitutions in the South. They guaranteed public education. They raised taxes so the government could help the former slaves. They began to change criminal justice laws. They came together in a fusion. And what we saw the same thing in the Civil Rights Movement, the Second Reconstruction, blacks and whites and Jews and Christians and all coming together around a common moral agenda and understanding their common reality together. And in North Carolina with the Moral Monday movement, we've seen blacks and whites and Latinos and gays and straight and Republicans and Democrats and young and old people come together in a powerful movement. February 14th, 8,000 people showed up. We've had more than 1,000 people do civil disobedience around a common agenda around economics, health care, education, criminal justice reform, and protecting and expanding voting rights, LGBT rights, women's rights, immigrants' rights, and the fundamental principle of equal protection under the law.
And you're on the front grounds there. We just saw, Tom, in North Carolina, they threw out the congressional districts, said they were unconstitutional. You also have the huge voting rights lawsuit there. So North Carolina, in many ways, is ground central for racial politics in the 21st century.
Exactly, Ron. What I believe we're seeing is there is an attempt by extremists to abort a third Reconstruction. The demographics in the South have changed. We know now if we register 30% of African Americans in the South, if you can get progressive whites and Latinos to join with that, you break the solid South. If you break the solid South, you break open the nation. So we're seeing an attempt now by extremists to abort the third Reconstruction. People say we haven't seen this before, like Donald Trump and Cruz. Yes, you have. If you look at what happened to end the first Reconstruction of the 1800s and the second Reconstruction, the Civil Rights Movement, you've seen the same language, let's take back America. You've seen the same language. When you hear, for instance, Donald Trump and Cruz, close your eyes and read, don't close your eyes, read George Wallace's 1968 speech in Madison Square Garden, and you hear the same language.
Wow.
The attack on states' rights, the attack on public education. Anytime you have an attack on the courts, an attack on voting rights that we've seen in this century like we haven't seen since the 19th century, those are what's called deconstruction tactics. So we've seen it before, but we've also beat it before. And the way we've beat it is not by being left and right and Democrat versus Republican, but building a what we call indigenously led, deeply moral, deeply constitutional, state government focused, anti-racist, anti-poverty, pro-justice, transformative fusion movement at the state level, not helicopter leadership. But if you want to break this country open, you've got to take on these state legislatures and state government and make states national movement, because movements are built from Birmingham and Greensboro up, not Washington, D.C. down.
Ooh. You've got a big march coming up.
Yes, big march coming up this Saturday at 9 o'clock in Raleigh. This is our Selma. This is our vote. This is our time. Everybody join us. It's a major get out to vote rally and organizing rally. We'll be signing up thousands of people and over 3,000 faith communities to push this moral agenda.
How can we get more information about this?
Go to NAACPNC, NAACPNC.org, and you can get all of the information plus videos and flyers to join us there.
The book is called The Third Reconstruction, Moral Mondays, Fusion Politics, and the Rise of a New Justice Movement. Reverend William Barber, thanks a lot.
Love you, my brother. Take care.
06.
All right, Roland.